Now, the number of women looking for help from addiction and homeless services last year was up nearly three times on the year before. That's according to the annual report from Merchants Quay Ireland. They're the national homelessness and addiction charity. They report a 4% increase in demand for their services across the board last year compared with 2023. And also worth noting, an increase in the number of over 55s needing help, up from 887 in 2024 from 692 the year before. Our reporter Joe Caulfield has more. And Joe, let's start with that increase in the number of women looking for help on addiction and homeless services. Three times nearly an increase on the year before. That's a big jump.
It is indeed. The report published today found that in 2024, 1,132 interventions were carried out at Jane's Place. So that's the service Merchants Quay provides for women. And that's compared with just 402 interventions the year before, 2023. Now, those figures match up with stats we've seen elsewhere from Cool Mind Therapeutic Services, Rutland Centre, the HSE, all of those pointing to a rise in women seeking treatment for addiction. So this week I spoke to Eileen. She's 43. She struggled with addiction for decades. And she told me about her own experience and why she feels more women are now coming forward to get treatment.
There's ladies that I've gone through treatment with, like, and they were scared to go to treatment because then the social workers would be involved and then they're afraid that they'd lose their kids. But now people are more acceptable, you know, of the addiction. Like, previous times they haven't been. They just seen you as a junkie. Now they're willing to help people, like Merchants Quay. They've helped so many people. Like, it's tough on women going into treatment because they have to think about every little scenario in what's going to happen with their kids. You know, like, will they lose their home? Will they have their home when they get out? You know, there's a lot of reasons why women, I didn't previously, but are now, because there's a lot more help for them, you know.
Was there a particular low point that you said, okay, I need to arrest this situation, I need to change? Was there a moment?
My low was when I was left in my room on my own. I had nobody, and yeah, and then my baby cousin, he ended up passing away from addiction as well. And yeah, going to his funeral and all that and seeing the pain and people coming up to me and saying, you know, you're worth more than that.
Eileen talking about her struggles there. And another standout finding in this report, Joe, is the rise in the over 55s looking for help. What's going on there?
Well, there was a nearly 30% jump in the number of over 55-year-olds using the charity services last year. So it was up from 692 in 2023 to 887 in 2024. And a lot of those people are struggling with a combination of both addiction and homelessness. One of the people I spoke to this week is Robert, and he told me that it's the widespread availability of drugs in Ireland at the moment, and that's a major, major factor in people falling into addiction.
It started with me very young, like 8 or 9, just taking drugs. That's all I wanted. I didn't care about my family. I didn't care about anything once I had drugs.
So what would like an average day be like?
If I stayed in a hostel, I'd be waking up in the hostel, getting out, ways and means of getting money, just getting drugs, going back into parks, use drugs, and back to the hostel, or else I'd be out in the streets all night.
And what kind of stuff were you taking?
Everything. Drinking, crack, heroin, tablets, everything. Anything. But the street drugs are probably the hardest to stop, you know.
Why?
Because they're everywhere. And they're in the hostels. They're just, it's in your face all the time, all day, every day. And yet, to remove myself from that, I didn't know any other part of society to go to. So how do I remove myself from the only thing I know? It's not like I could have went to a coffee shop and started having tea and coffee with people. I was obsessed with using drugs. And the people I was around all the time, they were obsessed with using, so I didn't know any better.
So, Joe, that's the impact of addiction on Robert, and addiction and homelessness going together for so many people, unfortunately. Homelessness, another record set in July. Now 16,058, more than 500,000 of those are children. So in terms of Merchants Quay Ireland and their work, what pressure does that put on them?
There's no doubt the housing crisis, the rising number of people in homelessness, That's being reflected in the demand for Merchants Quay services. Over 80,000 hot meals were provided in 2024. That's up nearly 25% on 2023. Over 4,000 hot showers were provided to almost 1,200 individual clients. So those are the services that people in homelessness need. Eddie Mullins, CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland, says there's a clear connection between homelessness, mental health issues and addiction. But he says there's a clear path out of that through recovery programmes.
We know when a person is provided with the opportunity to enter into a recovery programme, and we see the outcome of that, it's transformative. It allows a person to reconnect with family, rebuild their lives, rebuild their connection with communities. So one big ask for us is that the government invest more in recovery services.
Yeah, just to finish off there, Áine, the point Eddie made there about recovery services, that's reflected in Eileen's own story. We heard from her earlier, and she told me about her plan now to pursue education now that she's gone through that recovery process.
Don't get me wrong, I'm freaked out of my head because I haven't been in school since 2000, but I know I'm able for it this time, and my hopes are that, that I'd be able to help someone that has been in the same predicament as myself, to be able to do my college that I never thought I'd be able to do before, and to be able to know that I'm going to be able to get a job in that field afterwards. It was, and it just keeps pushing me, do you know what I mean? I don't want to give up on myself anymore, you know.
And the very best of luck to Eileen, who's been talking to our reporter Joe Caulfield. It's 7 minutes to 9.